हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवसरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Chaitanya Upanayanam, then these are Nyaya Sutras. Yeah. Okay, Sutra 1132. We went through that, but just so we get the flow. The components of inference, avayava, are the solemn declaration of the purpose of the thesis, pratigya, the statement of reason, hetu, the examples or analogies given through various facts to substantiate the reasons, udaharana, bringing near for understanding, upanaya, and the conclusion and authoritative quotations from the Vedic scriptures, nigamana. Alright, it says here, inference, anuman, is generally divided into two forms, swartha and padartha. I have more on that? Okay. Swartha means inference for the sake of determining truth for one's own benefit. The application of the five components is not a pre-conclusion for such an inference. Parartha anuman, an inference for the sake of others, however, presupposes the explicit usage of these components, i.e. the employment of nyaya par excellence. In a debate, the two contestants offer contradictory theses. Someone listening to both these may get perplexed as to which of the two theses is correct. For the purpose of convincing him, both the contestants explicitly state the inference components in favor of their respective theses. That'll be then in the debate. So you have, if you're, for yourself, you go through however much you need to go through for you to understand it. Then for others, then you can do the same, but generally you would use more because you have to like that. But then when you have a debate, then both will be, they'll definitely use all five, and they're going to go through and try to explain theirs, and then that they'll understand the other party listening, then they, so they can pick it up from the progression that's made from the padarthas.
Even when there was the discussion about the middle term, the major term, and the minor
term,
even then there was the same division made. It's one way when you just speak for yourself, but then when you present it, it's like different. You present it in different ways.
Because it means it doesn't matter the order as long as you understand it. But for others, then you naturally have a process you go through like that. And then you see which part is not understood. You emphasize that. Well, for us, we'll emphasize that part we don't understand. You know, like what happened to that half bucket of halva after the feast. You know, so we may overly emphasize that particular aspect of the, you know, I say, the process.
If and I will be
bringing the bucket near. Yes, yes.
Yes. I was thinking also that during the course, that for new students we have to keep the order very strictly.
Mm-hmm.
Then they actually know how it goes. Even mm-hmm. I asked the students, they write the terms like pratigya, hetu, you know, mm-hmm. and then writing under those terms. But then later, especially when we completed the course, then for the more advanced students, I would like, while giving this course, to expand it,
mm-hmm.
and then they can use it, like you mentioned, for their own benefit mm-hmm. and for others. And when they write, then it's an expanded, you know, Panchanga Nyaya.
Mm-hmm.
which is even better. So it's, you know, it's a practical thing, but we have to know how to apply it on different stages. Otherwise, if people are overloaded, then they like, you know. But actually, it's super practical.
Yeah, no, it's
very practical.
It is, because this is how, basically, you could say is this is how the properly trained, healthy mind and intelligence function. They would naturally function like that. That's where the Charaka then gives this whole process. He explains it in the Charaka Samhita, the Ayurveda. Because if you want a healthy mind, you have to use this. Otherwise, if you don't,
that's not the one.
What happened?
The selling point.
Yes, the healthy mind.
Aging points.
You know, like that, when you're engaging the intelligence properly. You know, so. Okay, yeah, you can put it on your list. And
I'll be, Manu, charities,
yeah.
Different advertisements.
And yeah. Also, practically, Maharaj, the mind is controlled and doesn't have any problems. And you generally don't get any disturbing. Even if you get it, it's very quick, like in a day, it's gone. But if the mind is not in control, then even if you do, there is an established medical term for that. The guys, they don't have any disease, but they always go to doctors, and the doctors goof upon this.
Hypochondria.
What is it?
Hypochondria. Yeah, yeah.
So then.
No. Hip is the one you want to make sure don't sit on you.
Yes.
And then bring up hippo.
You want to see the hippo?
No, he wants to see. He wants to know the difference between the two.
Between hippo and hypochondria?
Yeah.
One who's really hungry.
Yeah. But at the same time, you have in the medicine that thing, the Hippocrates, that thing with the I think the sword and the snake,
yeah.
And that's the Hippocratic oath.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hippocratic.
That's the name of the guy.
But most don't take the Hippocratic oath; they take the Hippocritic oath. Like that, so.
Quit smoking.
Yeah, but even that is just the main point of it is you know, like you have those 10 rules of kirtan, you have the 10 rules of being a doctor, so charge as much as you can possibly get away with, and you know, them not sue you in court, you know, like that, you know, that kind of. Okay, that was okay. Udriti, Srila Prabhupada. There are four chapters, adhyayas, in the Vedanta Sutra, and there are four divisions, padas, in each chapter. Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra may be referred to as Shodashapada, or 16 divisions of aphorisms. The theme of each and every division is fully described in terms of five different subject matters, adhikaranas, which are technically called pratigya, hetu, udaharana, upanaya, and nigamana. Every theme must necessarily be explained with reference to pratigya, or a solemn declaration of the purpose of the treatise. The solemn declaration given in the beginning of the Vedanta Sutra is Atato Brahma Jigyasa, which indicates that this book was written with the solemn declaration to inquire about the absolute truth. Similarly, reasons must be expressed, hetu. Examples must be given in terms of various facts, udaharana. I guess facts, because that's also its pratyaksha. It should be something that you can relate to and have some impression of. So then that would be, you would have to do it in terms of facts.
So facts are for the person who listens, this is fact for him.
Yes.
So you use this to...
Yeah, use a fact that he can relate to. Because if you use a fact he's not related to, you know, you start talking about a titanium, you know, carburetor, then, you know, it's not going to work out.
It'll be really expensive.
Yeah. Plus the car doesn't even have one.
Yeah.
carburetors. So,
yeah. Also, as you said, pratyaksha is the facts. Generally, when the facts are understood and digested, then only it becomes knowledge.
Okay.
So that's why it's said.
Facts are digested and
understood.
Okay, then they become.
Basically, if you use the facts and information to, if it is usable by you, and see if you have the potential to use it for something tangible, then it is knowledge.
From data to knowledge. Right.
Yeah. Data to information. So information and knowledge are the same?
No. Information that you can use, that you have the capability to use because you have understood about it, and then you can use it for a particular goal, then it becomes knowledge.
Otherwise, it is practically applicable.
Yes.
When it has to be applicable, then it can actually get a result.
Yes.
So that means most of what people talk about nowadays aren't knowledge.
No.
Because they can't get what they talk about.
Mm-hmm. Not even information. Mostly data. Because data, information has to be relevant.
Relevant, which has a pattern, which can be actually taken.
So then what is it that they think something and they've discussed it with somebody else and they agree with you in thinking about it, though it has no actual support?
Converted reflection.
Then that is used as the basis, that's used as the, like the data, information.
Information and data, the difference is, Maharaj, information has a particular pattern of data which can be, like, you know, as a chance, which can be now used for something, which has the potential to be used. Data is that anything. Like, you know, how many grains of sand is there, here, there are particular grains of it. It's all data.
So if we go on data on how much means that bird was here the other day, that hawk, and he came and sat on that pile of dirt. Now, if we gave you the data on how many grains of dirt were there, and then while he was there, he sat on one side and with his beak, he knocked a big clod of dirt, and then we analyzed that on how much, what do you call it? You know, grains of sand, whatever it is, was in that clod. Then, by knowing those two, and then we would know what the bird was doing, right?
We have to establish linga, the middle point, the universal connection.
But the problem is neither the bird nor the rat that he's after you can analyze by how many grains of sand there are. So I'm saying it wouldn't work.
So that's what it said. Data and information need not always lead you to knowledge.
Okay, and so knowledge, unless it leads you to knowledge, then.
And knowledge is not always, can't always become wisdom.
Wisdom, okay. So then you have data, information, knowledge, and wisdom. Okay.
So knowledge is jnana, wisdom is vijnana.
And data?
That is data.
Okay, but I mean information, that would be just...
Information is the usable data, right?
No,
relevant data.
You know, I'm thinking the Sanskrit term. There should be something which is equivalent to...
Okay, I'm sure there is. Okay.
It's an interesting episode in there, just before Govardhan Leela. How Krishna preaches to Nanda Baba and all the cowherd men, and then he's very tricky actually, and then he's using Nyaya and Mimamsa both. So one of the points, like Pratyaksha, one of his arguments is that, you know, in a playful mood he's asking Nanda Baba, you know, all tricky questions, and Nanda Baba actually, he's like really amazed that my 7 years old boy is so intelligent, and he's proud but also a bit confused. So Krishna gives, you know, so many, and then he said Pratyaksha. So what about Pratyaksha? You worshiping Indra, but did you ever see Indra? And Nanda Baba, you know, and all the cowards, they say no. He says, but then, look, do you see Govardhan? Yeah, then we should worship Govardhana. This is the argument. So actually, it is a valid argument. So if we know how to use it, mm-hmm. Krishna used it. Later he gave, you know, different, but he gave like four, even five, you know, arguments, mm-hmm. and then he convinced at the end. It wasn't difficult to convince.
Sri Goswami pointed out that there were six.
Six?
Yeah. Ah. Six points of karma.
Okay.
But then I think we already saw it in Krishna Sandarbha, or it may come sometime then. Jiva Goswami points out how what Krishna was referring is not karma mimamsa philosophy. He's referring to the advanced stage of prema, mm-hmm. where everything is directly perceived. Just the today's verse which we came across, we just read the vritti about, you know, at this stage of prema, then the Lord is perceptible directly. Mm-hmm. You can see him face to face. So from that stage, it's that like...
Because he was talking about that Govardhana, you can yes. see. He's sitting on the top and saying, Hani Yor, yes.
So can see what him. Is the point that you're worshipping some Lord whom you cannot have interaction with? There is no prema. So
it's useful.
That's the main thing. Like, no.
Yeah, that's the fun part, because it'll have that. It'll have the form of one, but it's actually talking to that some, the other.
Yeah. Yeah, this was the highest type of poetry, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When you direct meaning is yeah. this, but actually the hidden meaning is higher than
yeah.
This is the highest type of character.
Oh, and what happens when the hidden meaning is lower?
Then it's very low fact.
It is in third.
Third. So it means when the adults are talking and the kids are around.
Yeah.
They use the third. Okay.
Most comedians.
Okay, he used the third.
I was thinking about
the data.
Can we say that data is just the field? And the knowledge should be what you are interested in the field. So you make the connections because it's.
Yeah.
Then you see the patterns how the data works, and you can use it to manipulate the field.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is used more in the context of computers, so that's why it has that outlook to it more, the hierarchical outlook. But actually, it's the, you know, in the field of education, that's how it works.
But unless it's descending, then you then
you don't see
where do you look? Because there's unlimited data, there's unlimited
information.
So then you know what you will choose is knowledge, because that's what Prabhupada says in modern. It's not knowledge. It's not real knowledge, because that's just it's just facts and figures of what's going on. Real knowledge is soul, because we're soul. That's why. It means. If you're talking about the rocks and all that, then yeah, that's data for them, but they don't care, so therefore then you don't need to have the...
Also then, wisdom, as it said about, that when you can use the knowledge to take right course of action, apply the knowledge, so it's basically the avideya aspect. And then at one place it's described about the relationship is what makes the avideya dynamic.
Mm.
So it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
So the avideya is more personal, like you know, the sambandha jnana of things we may have, but in order to make it dynamic, the avideya, then that the relationship. If the relationship should be established.
So that means sambandha avideya prayojana from both the Brahma and Paramatma and Paramananda. Well, that's a nice way to look at it.
So wisdom happens only also in that sense, the real, when you are related, like, you know, when you establish a relationship with something more deeper, that's why they call it as a value. So that value, would seem.
Bhakti Jnana, she was explaining the mantra, how the mantra works in the same context of relationships. You're saying that if I tell my daughter, you know, bring me, please go and buy milk from the shop, she will do it. And this is mantra. So mantra means I, by my utterings, I cause changes in the physical reality. But this is only because I have a relationship with this person. Therefore it happens. Otherwise, it will not happen.
So this chair will bring me milk if I ask.
So, no, yeah, it's not just mechanically chanting the mantras correctly, but it is actually you have a relationship with the person who is the embodiment of the mantra. That will happen.
What is it? The mantra of Svatriyana Kirtan?
I think so.
And there's a verse in, since it's in 11th canto, is it? It's a famous verse that you're not changing the name, but it's a name of your beloved Lord that you are changing. So you have a relationship, a loving relationship. Then you're able to experience, you know, all the symptoms of ecstasy. I think it's in Uddhava Gita, isn't it? Also, another nice verse I was thinking while listening to the discussion is that pratyaksha madanam dharmyam susukam kartam avyayam, that, you know, this knowledge, it's that we get immediate, it's an important, Srila Prabhupada mentions that immediate happiness. Mm-hmm. We can actually, by this raja vidya raja guhya, then we get that happiness, and it's on the level of our mind, our senses. It's on all levels, but the jnana and karma, they're not like that. So this proves that the bhakti is the highest process, because it gives the top most experience right away. As soon as you start doing it, it immediately gives. For so many years, you know.
Yeah, things start to.
Oh!
Yes! Do we finish that one? No. We got to various facts, Udaharana. The theme must gradually be brought near for understanding, Upanaya. And finally, it must be supported by authoritative quotations from the Vedic Shastras, Nigamana. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 7106 purport. Riti, Holiness Sahota Swami. The term avayava literally means components or parts, and in this context it refers to the components of inference. This is an important topic in Nyaya philosophy, because Nyaya strongly emphasizes describing the minute complexities of the pramanas, the sources or methods of receiving correct knowledge. Among these methods, inference is the most important source of correct knowledge. And Nyaya therefore provides a technical method to test the validity of inference. If an inference contains five necessary constituents, then it can give correct knowledge. These five requisite components of inference are pratigya, statements, hetu, reason, udaharana, example, upanaya, universal proposition, and nigamana, conclusion. So here, universal proposition means that you give an example where you have an understanding, you're trying to get the other person to understand that. You give an example so the other person from that point then can relate to what you're talking about. So that means universal means you and the other person. Right? You know, like the standard thing is that you talk to your friend and then everybody, it means, you know, like that, you know, so everybody, yeah. So it has to come to that point where they actually understand. So then that would naturally be there, but they're understanding in the context of your conclusion. So that's why in one sense you can just mention conclusion or just mention, as Prabhupada does, authoritative quotations. Because the point is upanaya means you brought it near, so they understood the pratigya, which is actually going to be the conclusion. Then you give the connections. Mm-hmm. Sutra 1133. The solemn declaration of the purpose of the thesis, Patigya, is the declaration of what needs to be established. Sadhya Nirdesha. Sutra 1134. The proposition stating the cause of the establishment of the thesis, Sadhya Sadhana, through the resemblance of the subject, Paksha, with the example cited, Udaharana, is a statement of reason, Hetu. Right, so the reason is going to connect the examples and the, you know, your statement that you're making.
Mm.
It's giving, because if it's just that is one, you say something else and it doesn't have any connection. So it means those are going to be, because you're using inference, right? So the pratyaksha, I mean, excuse me, the shabda, that's your pratigya, right? And then you're going to give example, which is in a area of people's understandings, means, you know, facts. So it's got to be, example is going to be pratyaksha. But then what connects the two is anuman. So the reason has to be showing how it's reasonable, how all this connects together. Right?
That means you should be already aware of your examples before. So because in my mind it was like, okay, you say something, you give reasons, but then you try to give examples, and you come up with them.
Well, if you're regularly working, then there's standard. Like you see, Prabhupada, there's always standard examples, because anything that needs to be established from the Veda already has examples, because it's already going on. So that's why Prabhupada doesn't need to use outside of that, unless he wants to make it clear that he's talking about the car, or the driver, or, you know, the dog stopping in the side of the road, and stuff like that. So but otherwise, the main principle is the same. He just extends it, you know, like it's like the, you know, like the Shastric will be is that he's the king, but he has to serve the people or the family. Then you have to serve the other members of the family or the adults or the children, or, you know, you're always serving. So then just extend it to, you know, the family station wagon. Or nowadays the SUV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't use station wagons so much anymore.
In the later section, when it's described about the critical examination of each of these pramanas, about pratyaksha, anuman and all, then the objection on upamana, comparison is, it's just like hetu, or sorry, it's just like anumana. That you're giving a kind of reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
But then Gautama points out that in anumana, then you're trying to convey something which you yourself also in one sense not fully clear about. Whereas in comparison, you know what it is. You're just showing the other person, you know everything about it, but the other person doesn't know. That's why you are using what he knows,
mm-hmm.
and then trying to convey what you know to that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in anumana, it's though it is said that pararth anuman, that it's meant for others, still it's like there is an element that you yourself is not like the fully clear about. Why I mention that is like in the hetu, it's not about the full clarity of how exactly it is presented.
Mm-hmm.
Pratyaksha is that,
mm-hmm.
because it has that element, and then upanaya is also about that, because it is related to the upamana or comparison. But in reasoning, in the hetu, then you are using anuman. So there, in that sense, that the statement, the way you word it, there is that ground allowed where you can like present things in your own way.
Mm-hmm.
But then you need to back it up by giving a proper example, then with upanaya, then like, you know, already, but it's based on shabda. And also Vatsayana agrees that upamana, comparison, it has its basis on shabda, but we are using it as an independent pramana to prove something else. They agree, the Nyayikas agree that comparison is shabda or pratyaksha as presented in us. But the Vaisheshikas say that comparison is part of Anuman, which the Nyayikas don't agree with.
Yeah, no.
It's not Anuman, because when you bring it in Anuman, then it's more about the speculative aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than trying to prove, go towards something conclusive truth.
No, because you're taking something that's known, means you know, like you were saying, you know. The other person, through the example, now understands the example. Now you're just comparing it to something that you want to establish. And so just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Prabhupada says, you know, Krishna's in the, you know, he says he's the father. And so then he gives example of then, you know, father taking care and this and that. And so just like that, Krishna takes care. So it goes back to the original. Because that's the thing, it brings it back to the Patigya.
Yeah.
You know, while the Anuman doesn't, it takes you forward, but it doesn't. Basically Anuman technically brings you to pratyaksha. Mm. So that means you have shabda through Anuman,
yes,
to get to pratyaksha. That's
yes.
Your example. Now once you've got that example in pratyaksha, then the comparisons are going to bring it back again to the pratyaksha.
The application.
Yeah, I mean to the pratigya. And so having done that, then you give your examples and, you know, you're supported by authoritative quotations.
In one sense, then, upamana is there to come, to bring back the pratyaksha back to the shabda again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, because it brings it back to the shabda, and then you give the quotes. Because by using upanaya, it does bring you there. But
yes.
Then stating that, that's what the quotations will be. It's not just the quotes. It means you're quoting from there. You know, Narad said this and that. Because you're pointing out about, let's say, the importance of pure bhakti, and then you show that, and then you'll say, give the quotes that show about pure bhakti.
That's the reason Madhvacharya then categorizes upamana in both shabda and pratyaksha instead of in anumana as the Vaisheshikas categorize.
Well, the examples will come from Shastra, brings you to Shastra, but it'll be based on what you've seen. So it'll be the connection. So, yeah, these, you're using Anuman to make that connection, but it's actually become solid in comparison. So,
yeah. So that's the point, and the fourth point, open eye, bringing closer to conclusion.
Yeah.
That very well fits with that, the upamana comparative.
Yes.
So by the example, you basically tell the person, you have seen this already.
Yes.
Mm. You were just not aware that that's what you saw.
Yes.
And what you saw is actually what I told you in the thesis, the same thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's also, or they've seen it, like what you're saying, they've seen it, but they haven't seen it in that context. So now you're expanding their view of it.
Yeah.
Like that. Or it can be, yeah, well, it's just like that. Because if there's something that they're familiar with and something else they're familiar with, to bring the two together, that's what you're doing. You're basically expanding their understanding. Because you can only learn, I think that's also part of the learning process, you can only learn from something you know, then the new information has to be in connection with that. Then you'll have those two steps. Then the new one has to be in connection with that one, and then show, and then like that you can build. So because you can't build, so you see, is also then the acharyas, like we see in the Sandarbha, is that they'll make one point, and that point will include its conclusion. It has the next point in seed form. Then the next one he brings it out. You know, so therefore, bhakti already includes karma. So therefore, then they'll talk about how karma is used, and then how jnana is used, and then you can see is that like the vritti, it's just showing how that flow goes. But each one of them itself is a complete thought. You know, it's a stage, but then it brings you to the next one, and then from that, then you can use again and again and again. So the logic's being used for a progression. So then there's that final point you want to get to. But along the way, then there's so many nice things that are learned, and then there's so many details. So you have the principle, you have the main principle, Krishna's true Bhagavan Swayam, then you have the Samandabhidaya Prayojana, then you have the sub-detail, the subsections of those, and you have the details of your facts, you know, like that. And so then you're just bringing all that together, you know, one after another, because you're just bringing from the one down to the next like this. You know, or if you're taking it from the other, you take them up from there. You know, however you have to work together to take. But they've already said the actually descending knowledge. Then they've said it, you've said how it connects, they don't catch it, but so you start with them. So that's the Udaharana. Yes, the frame of reference. So you brought it down to their frame of reference, and then from the frame of reference you take it back up again. So you bring it down to them and then take them back up. So it's not the ascending process, because you brought from up down and then bring them back to up. You're not starting from down and from there trying to figure out which way is up, because generally that never works so good.
So when they try to do bridge preaching, they should still be nyaya.
Because they're not actually bridging. they're bridging from a detail to a detail. You know? Hey, you're on this planet, and we're on this planet, so that we're all brothers on the planet and all that. But I'm a pumpkin, you know? Yeah, so. Oh, today's speaking of pumpkins.
Yes.
Today is the Holy Pumpkin Day.
Oh, really?
It means when the great pumpkin rises up from the pumpkin patch and goes. Isn't that what Charlie Brown was talking about?
Never, in my time, he was never really.
I could never understand what is this.
Never
a little fish anymore. This is the guy.
The great pumpkin. The only guy that would understand Charlie Brown talking about the. Yeah. You sit in the pumpkin patch and wait for the great pumpkin to come.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed it.
Yeah. Nobody else, they're all saying that.
Great pumpkin.
Yeah.
Pumpkins are
the best. Pumpkins you can relate.
Yes.
Yeah. Pumpkin soup.
Soup.
And even that we didn't like.
But have you ever had pumpkin pie?
Yeah, that we do like.
Yeah,
but that came much later in our life when we left USSR. But the pumpkin soup in USSR was it was not soup; it was kasha. It was solid. It wasn't liquid.
Well,
I hated it. So I'm traumatized.
This is the
Yeah, from pumpkin and that thing.
And we can't function the rest of the day.
Pumpkin
pie made him happy, so just talk about that a little
bit. And pumpkin pie with whipped cream on top. So. Mm. Like I think you can also use a side of ice cream.
You can. Yes.
You can, like that.
It's actually quite good.
Okay,
getting ready for breakfast.
Oh my God.
So we can say that this whole discussion on Nyaya is the elaboration on this example of the dwarf. No, not the dwarf. No, you don't know what is the moon. So you just point out to the
tree,
and then the branches, and then you see the moon. So the whole thing is elaboration on this detail on this.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's a good way to the dwarf and the rest of the moon. And then, can we call them dwarves anymore? I think they're called little people. And so all that was going on.
Because there's also dwarf trying to catch the moon, but that's not the...
No, it's not the moon.
That's not the... It was wrong.
Well, I mean, if you just held on to the tail of the cow, then you would have made it. No, because the cow jumped over the moon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
the
dish
ran
over
the spoon. Yeah, it's
uncultured.
Yeah, well, that's just He's hiding behind the column. He only comes out now.
This is the culture style.
What am I in between?
You're actually this side.
And we are the majority.
Yeah. Okay, then we got. Oh, we're on the commentary, right? No.
Next one. Oh, yeah, commentary.
Commentary by Vatsyayana Rishi. In other words, hetu is the specification of a characteristic proving the thesis, a characteristic which is perceived in the same way in both the subject and the instance cited. For example, sound is non-eternal because it is something produced. It is found in the instance of a pot. In that whatever is produced is non-eternal. And so it'll connect the two together. Sutra 1.1.35. Similarly, hetu may also be the proposition stating the cause of the establishment of the thesis through the dissimilarity, vaidharmya, of the subject, paksha, and the instance cited. So you can use it in negative, like that. The second kind of hetu is the proposition conveying the proof for the establishment of the thesis through the dissimilarity of the subject with the instance cited. For example, sound is not eternal because it is something produced. Whatever is not produced is eternal, e.g. substances like the soul, etc. So you can use the other way. Does that make, you know, use a positive or a negative?
Yeah.
The sound is eternal.
Means if it comes from the spiritual world, it's eternal. And otherwise, here, then it's made of material elements. So then,
not the kind that travels through the ether.
Yeah.
That one's temporary.
Yeah. Means only it comes from the transcendental. Then that's because everything is eternal. But he's, go ahead.
Also, it shows Maharaj. When the explanation, we just stick into this kind of explanation, it's so obvious how the whole process of reasoning is based on Shabda. Because Hetu, then without connecting the Pratigya, which is the Shabda, without it as a basis, then there is no Hetu, there is no reasoning at all. Because that's what you are trying to connect with Pratyaksha. And that's why it is considered Anumana. What's the definition of it? It's what comes after.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay. Oh, Anumana means what comes after.
Yeah, what follows. What follows. Shabda and Pratyaksha. Because they're just trying to make a connection between both of them.
So does that mean sweets are Anumana?
Yeah.
They follow the meals? Or?
No.
Sweets are sweets.
Then
the
whole
category.
We eat separately.
Sweets are
shraddha
and lying down.
The alpha and omega. Lying down, yeah, that we can consider, you know. But sweets are, we eat separately. It can be taken after a meal. It's okay, you take
it. But it's the main, it's really the main course. Let's save the best for last.
Oh, I see.
The point of the meal is to get the sweet.
Yeah, that is appreciated.
So only because you've eaten enough salty, then they'll give you the sweet.
Yeah, you have to earn it. And then, okay. Then you can lay down and see on the way.
Okay, so you're saying the sweets are the payoja, and then laying down is the
It's interesting, I've noticed while checking the essays of the students, how they sometimes reverse and put reasoning before the pratigya. and it's actually proper, but the order is not proper. So I tell them you should switch it around, because reasoning before declaring what it is It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, you see, so many times when you ask somebody, so what do you mean by this? They'll give us a 5-minute explanation.
Yeah.
Where they haven't said anything. They're giving you all the background and this. So it's the mind. The mind will start like that.
Yeah.
Because unless the mind thinks, then only. But the intelligence means it's this. Then you start that process.
Yeah.
Also, it shows lack of confidence on the point.
Lack of confidence.
On the point. On the point.
Yeah. Obviously.
Or they already start with nigrahastana, they don't know what they're talking about.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Well, that also happens. But many times I've seen just switch places
it's standard because it's you'll good. See is that it's just a matter of whether you're approaching from the intelligence or from the mind. Because
yeah.
the mind means you're going through a logic to get a particular outcome.
Yeah.
So you want to make that outcome, you know, or something valuable. So then you give that. Then you give, you know, what's to be done. Well, the other is we want to do this. Therefore, this would be the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But then you're already convinced.
I just realized that that's how kids ask parents permission.
Yeah.
They explain. They explain. They don't ask for the thing. They explain, you know, pretty much how they just need it. You know, this, and then, so therefore, I have to have the thing. We don't say, I need the thing because, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So because it's
the emotional.
That's where they make that presentation, right?
You make it so it's logical on the emotional platform, the other's logical on the intellectual platform.
Yeah, so it is logic, it's just a different
It's just a different, it means it works when you're dealing with rasa, but when you're dealing with tattva, then it has to be the other way. So this is for figuring out tattva and understand like that, you know. So it's very,
Because the problem with that is when you first give the reasons, then the reason is just the connecting part. It can be taken in different directions.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't know where they're going. Okay,
exactly.
Where are they going with this? They just ask the question. They keep going and throwing in something else. They think that's it, and then they go off somewhere else. But then they're finally getting around to, you know, how you say, you know, some very specific point that you did that they didn't like, but they're not going to say that first.
Yeah.
They have to show how you always do these things, you always things like that, and you know, like that. And so therefore, when you do point it out, I'm not wrong in pointing it out, you're wrong.
Yeah. Not only kids use it, by the way.
Everybody.
I was trying to be kind.
I just I'm not saying anything. I just
okay. Yes.
Yes. I couldn't understand a long time what is the difference between masculine and feminine logic. Is it this thing?
That's what we were. That was actually what we were talking about.
But since you said it, you can say it.
Yeah, you can say it.
You have all the rights.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Like the African American could call another African American by more colloquial names. But because the kids pick it up from the mother. Because for the mother, it's an emotional thing. You're doing this, and it's wrong because it disturbs me emotionally. I think like this, I do like this, and all that. But then you're doing that, and you're, you know, the child. So you're me. So you have to think like me, and you're not thinking like me. And so that's where the anger comes. It's not really that the thing done is the real problem. It's the it doesn't carry the emotion that the mother was carrying and why she does it. And so then that'll be, you know, explained from that side. And therefore you do this.
The positive side of that is because that relationship is established, the emotion means that there is a relationship. Then action comes into picture.
Mm. Well,
otherwise, if you leave, otherwise, if you leave masculine on its own, there is no action.
That's true. Unless the masculine, unless there is sufficient. I mean, according to Newton's law, you know, every action for the force of reactions, and so unless a certain amount of force is applied to the, how you say, gluteus maximus, then only then the masculine element the then cost performs.
The
Then there is a space in between the sofa and then the back.
Because the sofa has this particular shakti that keeps one sitting, and no matter what I can do. Yes. In other words, this is a very ancient discussion that's been going on eternally and will go on eternally.
When we use this feminine approach in preaching, it's sometimes more effective.
Yeah.
Because people
Women.
Amongst the women especially, or those who always are with women, or those attached to women, then these things will work. Like that. But you just have to see the audience and what works. But the best thing is to go back and forth. If you need, start with that one, then move into the other one. Because once you're in the emotional
atmosphere
or like that, then you can talk logically. But you have to get to that. You have to establish what is the emotional mood in that. Once that's there, then you can be as logical. It's like men will talk about things that they're just talking about the mechanics of it, but necessarily their opinion, this and that, is another thing. You know, and so women can, once they get to that, they can talk about something way more cut and dry than men can. But it's once they're in that mood. And then when the mood adjusts, then, you know, you have to move with that, and then they can be... Does that make sense? So you just use what works. Don't say it's this or that. It's just that you explain it according to the masculine, and you use it however is working. You know, because like we see, is you've given the reason, but in that there's so many components that people don't understand. You may have to give, let's say there's three components in there and they don't understand it, so you're going to explain each one after another with an example. That example brought near, then you'll bring it back to just your reason. Then the next one, and the reason, then you show how all that goes together, then you can show a bigger thing, then bring it back to the particular. You know what I'm saying? So it moves in small circles, it moves in big circles, it's, you use it however it works. It's a technique. Yeah. Well, or you have to say it very simply that it doesn't have any emotional content. It's just a point. Then they know the point. So, see, the point is you've made the point. The reason you have all the other yavas is because they don't understand your point. So by saying the point, they don't understand it. That's the point. That's why you use other yavas. But the point is the pratityas, then that thing that links it all together. You can always refer it back. Well, if you just talk, you don't know where it's going. And nowadays, if you just create a nice mood and everyone's happy, then that was the goal. It's just that not that they learned anything or developed. So you want to take them beyond that. You make the point, then you start, then if need be, in your reasoning, you can go into all of these kinds of things. Use the emotional reasoning and all that, and then when you get down, then start using the logic and then bring it back. But it always comes back to that point. When you keep bringing it back many, many times, then after a while it sinks in. Otherwise, it's a nice journey. Isn't there saying something about it? The journey is not
It's very popular.
What's it called?
It's about the journey.
Joy of the journey.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
Joy of the journey, not something like that. There is some adjective to this journey. Yeah.
It's been said anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you say it's about, that means that's the substance.
Okay.
They say it's in the chase, not in the, I don't remember what's the end part, but it's just which mode you're in. So
yeah.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada Ki. Good job.